According to pediatric dentist Dr. Jennifer McCaffrey, at least half of young children seen are soother users or thumb suckers. Just how difficult is it or can it be to steer a child away from a soother or thumb sucking? Well, how do you encourage kids to throw away the soothies, the doties? Big, I'll tell you, that's a big life moment now in any child and the parent of that child's life. So how do you get them to give it up once they've started? Clinical director of the Therapy Institute, columnist for the Irish Examiner and author of Parenting the Screenage, Richard Hogan joins me on the line. Good evening, Richard. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. So let's
good evening, Mark.
Yeah, what comfort or what clinical or psychological comfort does a child get from a soother?
Well, they're performing natural rooting and sucking reflexes. When a baby's born, you even see it in graphs that they do it. You know, they do it prenatal, and it satiates. It's something that their mouth is looking for. They're moving towards that motion. So it's something that they definitely are pre-programmed with. I mean, it's a part of survival to come out and to start looking for food. So it's a very natural impulse for a child to look towards a soother or a thumb to satiate anything.
Okay. Well, if it's a natural impulse and urge with them, why should we avoid giving a child a soother?
Yeah, well, I would say no one wants their adolescent sucking their thumb, you know. And I would say, no, like you said there in your introduction there, that the dentistry, when the small teeth come down around 4 to 5, if a child is severely sucking their thumb or severely sucking a soother repeatedly, it will disjoint their jaw. It will change their teeth. And really what you want, Mark, is you want your child, this is the way I would always look at it clinically, you want your child to be able to satiate themselves. And when they look for external factors constantly to satiate feelings of sadness or feelings of, you know, mom's gone out, bit of stress, whatever it is, if they're constantly looking towards external factors, they'll never learn how to regulate their own emotions and feelings. So it's very important that you help your child if they are excessively, we don't want to sensationalize this, but if they are excessively sucking a soother. I had three daughters myself. I find this topic fascinating because my first child used a soother and the next two certainly didn't because of my own personal views and what I saw when I saw the soother. I thought, you know, definitely these children aren't going to have a soother again because one, I thought it was unhygienic, and two, I felt that it was an external factor that she was developing this reliance on it. And by four it was kind of gone. And I think, you know, it's important that parents realize that if a child is overly looking towards something, that they need to step in there and look at what's the trigger, what is it for them that they're satiating that anxiety with a thumb suck or a soother suck, because it's going to move into something like, you know, they're going to turn their hair eventually, and then you'll have something like trichotillomania where the hair falls out. And it's very important that you talk to them, you reassure them, you don't overreact to it. I mean, you know, if it's gone by 3 or 4, what harm did it do? Nothing whatsoever. But if it's persistent and it's staying, then I would say, Mark, it's something to look at.
Yeah, it is interesting how, you know, I have four, three gave it up with the year. It was a mixture of kind of tough love, coaxing and bribery. And there was one and it caused holy hell. And she was nearly four, I think, by the time we got rid of it. And she did have severe orthodontic problems. Well, when I say severe, she had a bad overbite and buck teeth. And it cost us a small fortune to fix them later on in life. Okay. Now, the thing is, why do, well, we know why they want it. We know it's a natural urge and we do give it. Why is it so difficult to get them to give it up? You know, whatever time you decide to do that, if it's 6 months or 9 months or a year, it is a struggle. It has to be managed. And I don't know that anybody has ever had a child who's given up the soother or the doty easily.
No, because behaviors become so entrenched so quickly with a forming mind from 0 to 7 years of age, where the subconscious mind is taking so much in. This is a time where they really form very quickly. And the good news, the prognosis is they forget it very quickly. What I did is when the soother went missing, it never turned up again. And that was the end of it, right? And within a couple of days, it was forgotten about. So the good news is generally the prognosis when you're trying to get rid of this, it's quite quick. But behaviors form, Mark, and you see with your own child, they rely on it, they over rely on it, and then you will have a child maybe using a blanket to soothe themselves.
Yeah, the dummy seems, I mean, in my experience, it was a kind of, it became a rod to beat our own back with, because yes, it did help them go off to sleep, but then inevitably it would come out of the mouth, and then you'd get down in the middle of the night, and There'd be rows between myself and my wife about, it's your turn, you get out and do it. And I thought, oh God, the sooner she gives this bloody thing up, the better. Actually, it was the same with all four of them, but the one in particular who lasted nearly 4 years. So, you know, in actual fact, it causes more problems than it solves in some
Absolutely,
ways.
Absolutely, Mark. What you just described there is the reason why my other two children didn't have it. Because when the soother fell out, this is what I found, I was so busy working. When the soother fell out, she'd wake up and she'd look for it. And that would be every 2 hours. So when the body relaxed, almost like Dali going into some surrealism, she'd wake up and I'd be down again putting the soother in, going, this is such a maladaptive thing for me to be engaged at my age, not to mind the child. So I said to myself, next two kids, they're not sucking the thumbs, they're not sucking soothers, whatever. And they didn't look for them. We didn't introduce them. We bring them into their lives, let's be honest. They don't come out looking for a soother. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come out with reflexes. So when we give it to them, of course, they're going to take it. So it's important, I would say, it's a bit of a Trojan horse giving it to them, because it, as you said yourself there, Mark, it brings in a lot more hassle, I think, than it's worth.
Well, yeah, and you've explained it beautifully and clinically almost, but I also suspect that you were the one who lost the who's getting up in the middle of the night of row. You did, didn't you?
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah, well, as the wise man once said, yes, dear. Somebody just texted in here saying, the hint is in the name, soother. We are talking about babies and toddlers who can't yet regulate their emotions. So why not give them something that will comfort them? There are things, these are things that can be pulled when they're a little older and can understand how to find an alternative. Now, the problem, yes, that makes perfect sense, except you shouldn't really let them have it for any longer than a year. And no year-old is going to understand why you're taking it away from them.
Well, exactly. And too much difference is too much for children. So if you take it away from a one-year-old, just completely, it's going to create an awful disturbance for a while, at least anyway. And I would say, yeah, very right. The call is very right. They're called soothers. A child comes out, it needs to be satiated. It's come out from, you know, the darkness of Plato's cave and it's come into the world. So it's a scary place. They look to be satiated and they look to be around to see that the environment is safe. But if you don't give them a soother, they will naturally see it by the sounds and the reassurance that's going on around them. They will satiate themselves. They will learn to satiate themselves. You're not depriving them, but you're giving them the skills to actually regulate their own feelings.
Okay, just very quickly, Richard, and I mean very quickly, is there any surefire tip or what's the best way that you found of actually getting the soother away?
Yeah, positive reinforcement. Set attainable goals. That's what I would say. No thumb sucking in the car. No soother in the car. Slowly wean them off. As I said, too much difference, too much. Slowly take them off it. Identify what upsets them, and then start to reassure them around, you know, what it is that's stressing them out. But positive reinforcement for 0 to 5 is a great way of getting children to go along with you when they can actually do the no sucking the thumb.
Okay, Richard. Listen, thank you very much for that. I'm going to leave you there. It's Richard Hogan. On News Talk. I leave the last word on this topic to a woman. Interesting, the two men are discussing this topic. Clearly, neither of your nipples have been used as a comfort to a baby. Hence, mums choose to use a dummy or encourage thumb sucking.